Hey, it's Tracy, and this is episode 174. Auntie B is the queen of boundaries. Y'all, you've heard a lot of talk about having boundaries and really practicing that and really making sure as you are moving up and on in your life that you start to realize we all need boundaries, right? This is my space. This is my time. And we can't let other people experiences run into those and bulldoze those and put us in a place where we feel super, super uncomfortable, or if that's not the word, anxious, angry, sad, tired, whatever it is, right? And let me tell you something. I learned some things, right, from one of my chosen aunties that was like a miracle to watch. That's all I'm going to say. It just felt like, oh, I'm here to receive this lesson. You ever been there where you're like, oh, thank you. I needed to see this put into practice, because really realizing your boundaries and showing up and using your power to enforce those boundaries is a practice. I'm learning that. I'm no expert on this at all. I'm just telling you what I saw. I'm telling you what matters, because it matters. In order for you to be the you, the new you, the evolved you, the blossoming you that you want to be in this life, it takes maybe readjusting those boundaries. And if you haven't had any, it takes building some. But then it takes also showing up for that, showing up for that practice. But Auntie B, she shall be known as, has it down. And I'm going to give you a little bit of what I observed that's really helping me. All right, hang tight with me. Listen, I want to just remind you to check out all the other episodes at Breathe, Go, Flow podcast. I love it when you listen. I love it when you listen. I love it when you give feedback on episodes that really were powerful to you. I want to holler out to Ashley. I want to holler out to Cynthia. I want to holler out to Marcy. I want to holler out to everyone who is listening today. My donors, my VIP donors. If you've subscribed, you are a rock star. If you're listening and sharing, you also are a rock star. So keep doing that. Listen, let's breathe, and then we're going to get into this, because it's important for us to take a breath. More than likely, you've been holding your breath. I say this in every episode because I know I do. Right? I have to practice it. I've gotten a lot better in the many years of practicing showing up for this life force that we've been given, that is the breath. I make better decisions. I don't act a fool most of the time. Let's keep it real, right? I am clearer. I am less anxious when I'm fully in my breath. When we're holding it, man, we're holding on to what is not for us. So wherever you are, if you're driving, I always like to remind you, if you haven't been taking breaths, this can send you a little woo-woo. So I offer this. Turn this off for a minute, and then turn this back on when you're not driving. Pull over if you can, and then turn this back on. And then when everyone is ready, just take a deep inhale through your nose. Let it go through your mouth. Hosa. I like to use that word. It feels good. If you've never actually tried, if you think it's silly, try it. You're going to feel it, and it's going to come from the top of your chest where you've been holding onto your breath and breathing from your throat or your chest, perhaps, if you're not in the practice, from stress and from all the things that are, you know, you've been holding on to. And then when you and you let it out, your throat's going to open, especially if you open your mouth a bit wider, and you're going to feel this opening up all the way down through your throat, all the way down into your lungs and your belly, and you'll feel your belly just draw in. It's like just letting it all go, sinking back into your back body. It's an amazing feeling that I learned first, and I freaked out when I first became a yoga instructor many, many years ago. And then I taught and still do teach in that way and all the ways that I show up with by Tracy and my offerings for people. But that being said, we're cleansed. We got a good breath in. Let's talk about boundaries. Now, if you're like me, you've been hearing a lot about boundaries, because if you're listening to this podcast, then you read things like me, self-help, motivation. You probably, I hope, if you need to, have sought professional help and care when it comes to really setting up boundaries that make you feel not only safe, but free, right? And make you feel empowered to live the life that you want to live. And that's what boundaries really do. It's taken me a long time, y'all, and a lot of experiences with family, friends, and the like to say, I gotta put up some fences. Right? I gotta put up some fences. Now, that's the first start. But here's the thing, Auntie B, I don't know when it happened for her. She's much older than me, but I don't know when it happened for her. But she's got the practice down. And if you listen to other episodes in my podcast, you know, it's all about the practice. Practice and all is coming, said a great yogi, right? You gotta show up for it, and you gotta have a strategy to show up for it so you can practice putting those boundaries into place for the people, places, experiences that you need. And so let me tell y'all this. So I and Auntie B is a, and I hope she listens to this with love and light, because I love her. She is an incredible human. We all have family, and then we all have chosen family. And I feel very grateful for my parents, who brought this chosen family into our lives and who have been so critical in our family's health and well-being. But also, I think more recently for me, just watching how they move in life and how they love in life and how they breathe in life. So Auntie B, right, was there when my mother passed, of course, recently, and just such a sobering presence, just such a beautiful presence to have as you're moving through something like that. And as I was visiting there, and I got to watch her as I was watching so many people, and also in my own moment and season, if you will, of grief. And I was enthralled. Right. And I've visited them before, and I've been in that space, and I'm always just enthralled by the confidence, right, in this woman, but also in the love and the knowing in her life, right? The love of her life and the knowing in her life, and watching how that comes out in how she is with people, how she is with herself, how she holds herself, how she gives, how she receives. And what I came up with in this last visit was, because she's very clear on boundaries, and she's very clear on how she's going to actually control those boundaries. She has the power. And it was so powerful in this moment that I was in to watch it, right? Because whenever we have things like this, events in our life that are so life-changing, the loss of a parent, the loss of a family member in your life, and or a new relationship or whatnot, you know, you're just in this wave, and it's hard to be grounded, and she is this grounding presence. And so Auntie B was doing all the things. And what I noticed from her in boundaries, and what I have noticed for her, was unwavering, even in this moment where everyone was, you know, in their kind of way, and lots of people and lots of things happening. But here's what I want to offer to you, and this is by way of having Auntie B on the podcast. Maybe we need to get her on the podcast. And what I observed and how she really managed her boundaries. People were I was staying at her home. There were people coming and going, right? One thing that I observed from the start and knowing her is that this is her home, period. Whatever the rules are for her home is how things are. there's a comfort in her home, and there's also a comfort in knowing that she rules her home. She rules her space. This is her space, and you are welcome in it with love and light. And the boundary is the way this home operates is how this home will continue to operate. There's plenty of space in this beautiful home, and you're welcome, right, in your own little space to do what you do, but I am going to move about in my space unwavered by you. This is my space. You get to be in it. Y'all, lesson number one. Boundaries, which I was reading a book the other day that was talking about boundaries, and it was specifically saying some of us get it so wrong because we think boundaries are about other people or other experience. It's about you. The boundary is yours. You're creating it. You get to mind it. You get to master it. You get to enforce it. And she is the queen of that. This is my house. I'm gonna go about my business in my house. You are welcome in my house. I will do everything to make you welcome in my house. I will spoil you in my house. But do not forget, this is my house. And the way she does that without saying that ever, is that she makes herself so comfortable and confident in her routines and the things that she does. They don't change because you are in her house. Take a moment. Take a breath with me. Woosa. A boundary, especially in your space, right? How much do we change for the people in our space, right? We start to move at their clock, and I get it with kids and your family. I get it. But how much are you moving in their time, in their way, always on their clock? Never, I think I pay the bills here or certainly pay some of them. Why not? Boundary, right? I start to set up my routine, my space, boundary. The other thing that she does, which I think is so powerful, and I actually took and I'm starting to do that more and more. Now, I wouldn't say I'm a quiet soul when it comes to my boundaries, but this, I don't know that I've always really practiced it like out loud in the moment. The way I enforce my boundaries often is I just won't be around you if I don't want to. But we have to be around some people, or have to is a strong word, or they work with us, or we do love them and they are in our space from time to time, and some of the things that they may do or say we don't really vibe with. One of the things that Auntie B does, and I've watched it, and I really love this. I was sitting with another relative, and the relative was telling a story that was really sad, and it was disturbing. And Auntie B was standing with us, and we're listening to the story, and she interrupted it. She interrupted it and was like, wait a minute. Is this going to be like disturbing and sad? Because if so, I don't want to hear it. Loved it. I mean, I loved it. Now, some people would think, but you're going to offend some people. She didn't give a damn, right? She didn't care. And, or I should say this, she cared about herself in that space and her heart and her spirit and her boundary, right? You can tell that story, but I don't want to hear it, right? And you're also in my house. So you might want to take that outside or into another room. And all of that was implied. Powerful. When was the last time you stopped, right? When someone was, you know, just walking over your boundary, right? And into a space that doesn't serve you and is starting to make you feel some kind of way, and just spoke it. No, thank you. No, thank you. So that is something that I've actually taken from that moment. It was a powerful moment for me. because I tend to be sarcastic for sure at times, but not always, you know, like I'm just going to walk away in that moment, right? And in that sense, she didn't walk away. She just stood there and said, "Nah, I don't want to hear that. Not here." And that was the end of it. And the curious thing about boundaries is that when you are so definitive and so powerful, and the queen, the king, the whomever you want to be royalty in that moment, it shuts it down, but it shuts it down in a way of respect. It was really powerful for, I think, the other family member there as well. And here's the last thing I'll offer to you that Auntie B is the master of, right? And that is the quiet presence of a boundary. There is confidence in knowing who you are, and that takes practice. There's confidence in knowing that I am good with my boundaries. I'm good with who I am. I'm good for how I move. I am good with how I love. I am good. I am enough. Auntie B is enough in this space, that this fence around those things that don't work for me, I'm so good with them. So I just wanted to share that with you because I loved it. And I just noticed it. Sometimes we have to be around people and go through things to really notice the power that they're offering to us, right? And she's offered me so many other things, so much. But this, to me, is one of the most powerful things. Can you be the queen, the king, the larrey, the royalty of your boundaries? Can you put them into practice? Can you find some ways that make you feel good to make sure those fences are not only protecting you, but they're also becoming your castle in the most beautiful way, right? Your castle that holds your love, your castle that holds your self-confidence, your castle that holds your, you know, je ne sais quoi, that amazing thing about you, right? So that you can allow yourself to be able to breathe and grow and prosper without constantly battling, right, at the gate. You don't have to. You really don't. You just practice. All right, that's what I got for you. I love you, and so does Auntie B. I'm sure she does. Yes, and I want you to be grateful. Be grateful for all the people and experiences that are around you, because they're teaching you. They're teaching you for you. They're not teaching you about them always, right? Most often not. They're teaching about you. That's what I've learned in my ups and downs, my rock bottoms, my highs, is that most often they're just teaching me about me and how I can flow better with love and light in this world so that I can better be with them and serve them. But first, right, you got to start loving on yourself. So be grateful for the experiences. Be grateful for who you are. Be grateful for what you have. And remember, I am, I am, I am. I can, I can, I can. I will, I will, I will. Keep breathing. Stuff changes.